Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is 630 Headlines.
At 7 o'clock, yes it is.
We'll start with our lead headline, something I saw this morning. Stephen A. Smith on Get Up gave his top five NFL teams. And guess who number five was?
Let's go to number five on the list. Please give it to me right now. Bam! The New England Patriots, they got a quarterback. Whoa. They got a quarterback in the National Football League. They're tied to top the AFC East, okay? Drake May is balling. Vrabel is coaching. They're coming with it, right? Look at everybody else going. Where's the momentum flowing? It's flowing in this direction in New England. The Buffalo Bills are in danger of losing their supremacy in the AFC East. I'm paying attention to that. It's week six. We got to give these teams some love. When I don't give them love, y'all complain about that. What you gonna complain about now? I'm giving them some love in New England.
Okay. I didn't know that he doesn't give the Patriots lie. I didn't realize that was the thing with him, but apparently it is, or it's perceived that way anyway. If you look at the National Football League, having the Patriots in the top five isn't a crazy proposition. It's not.
Bam!
No, it is not. Drake May is throwing. Vrabel is coaching. I love Steve. I really do. You know, because he gets the job. He uses an economy of language, you know. Drake May is throwing, Vrabel is coaching, the momentum is flowing, and that's it, you know. It's like, yep, yeah, you're right. And he's right.
This is some BS!
There are only a couple of teams with a better record than the Patriots. The Packers are 3-1-1, but they only have three wins, and one of them is a tie. Steelers are 4-1.
Bam!
Bucks are 5-1.
Bam!
And the Colts are 5-1.
Bam!
And that's it. That's it. Bam! Nobody really, I mean, there's a bunch of teams that are 4-2, and you don't have to give me a bam for all of these either. Okay? Emeril Lagasse over here. But all the other 4-2 teams, the Rams, the Broncos, the Jags, the Lions, the Seahawks, the Bills, the Eagles, the Niners, the Chargers, you could say out of all of those teams, the Patriots have the most positive momentum. Absolutely, you could say that. Niners just lost. The Eagles are in trouble. The Bills are in trouble. The Seahawks are good. I mean, I don't know if they're good, but, you know, they're sort of a schmant team. Jacksonville just had an ugly loss. The Broncos have been kind of shaky, there. And the Rams, I think the Rams are a good team. But in terms of momentum, in terms of who seems to be, you know, dealing with, right now, the only teams that are on three-game win streaks are the Steelers, bam, the Patriots, the Broncos, and the Bears. Those are the four hottest teams in the NFL right now, and the Patriots are one of them. So I don't know what the rest of this top five even was. I didn't even watch the rest of it. I was done after bam. I was done after Vrabel is coaching and May is throwing. That was all I needed to hear. But no one can say at any point this year that the Patriots weren't given proper due, that they weren't given a chance, that they weren't that they were being overlooked, that people didn't believe in them. And maybe this is all fleeting, and who knows? You know, you go on a three-game losing skid, and all of a sudden this entire thing stops, right? The entire well dries up, and this kind of talk stops completely. And no one, there's no way everybody's going to say anything like this again. You're not going to be in the top five after that if you lose three in a row. But that's the NFL. I mean, things, the news cycle is very fleeting. It moves very quickly. And right now the Patriots, for the last 2 weeks, have gone from being on the radar to now top five. Top five team. Now, not everyone agrees with Stephen A. Smith. If you go on ESPN or CBS or some of these other power ranking websites, the Patriots are still like top 10 and outside. Yes.
The rankings 5-1 for Stephen A. Pats, okay. 5-1. Pats, Steelers, mm-hmm. Chiefs, Colts, Buccaneers.
Pats, Steelers, Chiefs, Colts, Buccaneers. Got to get the Chiefs in.
That's
there,
his
right?
top five.
Yeah. Got to sneak those 3-3 Chiefs in there somehow.
Bam!
If I'm a fan of, you know, any other team with four wins, I'm saying, what the hell? Why are the three-win Chiefs up there? But I think that's, you know, reputation partially. And that's not what's going on here with the Patriots. The Patriots aren't getting overhyped because of their reputation. Their reputation's not great. Since Brady left, their reputation's been kind of, well, I guess you could say after the first year of Mac Jones, because their reputation was pretty good after that. That 2021 season, going 10-7 with a rookie quarterback, your reputation was well intact right there, which is almost amazing how quickly it all came undone, how quickly it all unraveled the second Belichick decided that Patricia and Judge was a good idea. It's really, you know, like, that's the next book. There's been enough of these stupid books written about Bill Belichick. I mean, there's been a million already. We keep getting new Belichick books sent to the station. I'm like, they're writing more Belichick books? But this, whatever the last one is, that includes the end in New England and then all this with Jordan and UNC, I might actually read that one. I might actually sit down, you know, with my reading glasses and actually, you know, pour through that one. But since 2021, their reputation's been in the toilet. It really has. I mean, they bottomed out. They brought in a new coach. That bottomed out. And now with, you know, just 6 weeks of a new head coach and this quarterback sort of coming into his own here, all of a sudden, they're the America's sweethearts. I mean, they're, you know, they're the darlings of the league right now. And that's crazy. There's teams with better records, but, you know, the Patriots, what people are seeing, they're believing in. And I think that it's easy to believe in a guy like Drake May after what he's shown you. You know, you always knew that he had the talent and the raw ability. The question was always, is he going to put it together in time? Is he going to be able to figure it out? Is he going to be able to do it at the NFL level? Those were all questions I had about a guy in the ACC who didn't exactly put up eye-popping numbers, but was big and tall and fast and had a big arm and, you know, seemed like a smart kid and everything else. You know, that in a $1.50 sometimes can get you the copy of the newspaper, and that's about it. But with Drake May, it seems to be coming together here very quickly. You know, not even a full season, all of a sudden he's out there making these kind of plays and being put into these kind of conversations. And the MVP conversation in week 6 is really not anything. You know, you get to week 10, then we can start really talking about it. But it is, I think, indicative now. It's not just here. It's not just locals overhyping it. It's everywhere. Stephen A. Smith has him in the top 5. All right? And that's in week 6. So,
bam!
Can't say that they're not getting respect. All right, let's get to our next headline. That would be Mike Vrabel. Who spoke. He had a press conference today. I'll play some of that for you. We can play some of that for you here right now. I thought the questions today were very good about being in first place, about players wanting to win for him, and about the trade deadline. Let's go ahead and start with his answer, which I thought was a good one, about their focus right now on being in first place.
How affirming is it for you to be in first place?
Well, they're not going to cancel the rest of the season. And that's not really our focus right now. I would say that we put ourselves in a position to play meaningful games. Not that they aren't all meaningful, but certainly focusing on this one on the road, our last one of three here. But and I appreciate us not looking too far ahead. You know, they just attacked Buffalo, and they figured out what we needed to do against the Saints, and then we got back and got things, you know, cleaned up and tried to get some rest, and now. You know, focusing on Tennessee and the challenge that presents, and you know, seeing if we can't continue to enhance the things that we do well and improve the things that we're not doing well, and then eliminate the stuff that could or will or has gotten us beat.
Okay, money quote right there is, we're now in a position to play meaningful games. We're in a position to play meaningful games. He's so right. And it may seem like that's just, you know, coach speak, but it's not. The Patriots being in a position to play meaningful games is wildly important. Even though it's only week six, it's wildly important. I didn't think outside of maybe like week one or two, but not even that. I didn't think there was going to be any point this season where the Patriots would be ahead of the Bills in the standings. I didn't think that would happen one day, one week, one second of this year. I really didn't. I thought the Bills were going to go wire to wire at the top of the AFC East. And let's be honest, you all did too. No one thought, even the people who thought the Patriots were a playoff team that could win 10 games this year. And it's looking a lot more like those people may be smarter than the rest of us. But even you didn't think they were going to overtake the Bills, did you? No one thought that. Everyone thought the Bills were going to go 13-3 this year. And that the Patriots would be, you know, if they were good enough, behind them, but well ahead of Miami and the Jets. And I think that that's starting to look like, you know, maybe what you're going to see. I also think it's starting to look like the Buffalo Bills are kind of fraudulent. Defense is very suspect, and that offense outside of Josh Allen and James Cook is really not anything. And, they seem like a team you can game plan for right now. And a couple of teams in a row have done just that. As far as all that's concerned, though, I thought it was a good answer from Vrabel, and I like the fact that he is keeping his team on message. I like the message. I like that he's sticking to it. I like pretty much everything so far about the Mike Vrabel coaching experience, except for the penalties. Penalties got to stop. That's the one thing that's sort of undermining the credibility of his culture and his system, is it can't be a great culture if you're leading the league in penalties. It just can't be. It can be a good culture. It can be a culture with, you know, room for improvement. But you can't call it a great culture if they're still out there making more mistakes than any other team in the league. I can't compute that in my brain. Yeah, maybe I just don't know ball, but I cannot, that doesn't make sense to me. So there you go. I also want to play this one. He was asked about players wanting to win for him in particular. This is the Tennessee game coming up here. That's his ex-team. Here's what he had to say about that.
Like I know you said on Monday, some things are important and other things are interesting.
Mm-hmm. You like that, huh?
See, I did actually. Do you also talk to the players about that sort of thing, knowing that they could get amped up for you specifically to try to win this game in Tennessee?
Yeah, this isn't, we're not trying to win one for the Gipper here. We're just trying to make sure that these guys are focused on improving. And I think that they are. I think they're locked in. And hopefully, you know, we can get them as prepared as we possibly can between now and Sunday.
Okay. Another good answer there. I wouldn't want.
Also, good choice of the word Gipper.
Yeah, right. Win one for the Gipper. It's a famous old quote. But I think for Vrabel, even if it's not exactly what's going on in his mind, even if deep down he really does want to stick it to Tennessee and he wants to go down there to Nashville and really run up the score on them and, you know, embarrass them and show them who they let go or whatever it is, don't telegraph that. And I'm glad he didn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I also found this interesting. Now let's get to our next headline, as a matter of fact. This is a new headline. Sort of piggybacking off of that, read this today from NFL insider Paul Kuharsky. There will be no tribute to Mike Vrabel in Tennessee this weekend. They are not planning anything. They're not doing anything. They just fired their head coach, so I guess that kind of makes sense. We just fired our head coach, and now here's a tribute video to the guy we fired before him. Like that's
and the guy that probably should still be there?
Probably. Things ended poorly in Tennessee with Mike Vrabel and the Strunk family. And it ended poorly on the field, too. I mean, it was, I'm sure, not all Mike Vrabel's fault. I don't think he wanted to trade A.J. Brown. You know, there was a couple other moves there, I think, that weren't exactly what he was into or what he wanted. And I think the roster and the construction of the roster was something that kind of got away from him there, as that was not his job, obviously. He has a lot more of a say of it here in New England. But it was acrimonious, I think, is a good way of putting it. He was fired in January of 2024. The reporting was that it was a culmination of events. And the examples that everyone cited were that Vrabel thought that Rand Carthen, who was hired as the GM in 2023, was not ready to do the job. And that Amy Strunk was unhappy with Vrabel using the bye week to go to New England and do his Hall of Fame induction that week. That they were unhappy about that in Tennessee. So for that, and also the fact that they didn't win anything with him, it's not like they won a Super Bowl or anything. When
they got
to
a AFC championship game.
Right. And they did have that one great year where they were the number one team in the AFC. So it's not like they, you know, it's not like it was a failure. It's not like it was Belichick and Cleveland or anything like that. Although Belichick and Cleveland even had that one good year too. So I guess you can't say that was a total bust either. But Vrabel was there for 6 years. Three playoff appearances, went to the conference, lost in the wild card, lost in the division in 2021. And then the last 2 years, he went 7-10 and then 6-11, and then he got fired. And frankly, I mean, you know, they liked him out there, and I think the players liked him, and I think the fans liked him to an extent. But when you have two straight seasons of seven wins, six wins, and then it goes down from the seven win, like, you know, that's what happens. Even when they like you, that's what happens. It's the NFL. It's unforgiving. It's just that's the way it's the nature of the beast. And if you don't seem like you're able to pull the team out of the funk that they're in, then they're going to move on to the next guy. Now, the guy they moved on to was nothing special, obviously. That didn't work out. I read a stat about how all of these coaches that are coaching these rookie quarterbacks, they're all getting fired, like, in the middle of their first season. Happened in Chicago last year. There was a couple other examples. I'll find the thing for you in a second, but that is an interesting thing. Not really for right now, but it is an interesting thing. So no Callahan this weekend, obviously. The interim head coach is going to be Mike McCoy. Is that right? I think Mike McCoy is going to be standing in there.
I believe that's the report I saw as well.
Okay. He was an offensive coordinator. Or a senior offensive assistant. That's what he was. Not the offensive coordinator. Senior offensive assistant. And now the interim head coach. He had spent the previous 3 years in Jacksonville as the Jaguars quarterback coach. So there you go. Anyway, that was Vrabel from the press conference today. All right, next headline. And that would be Jeremy Fowler, who said today that the Patriots, he expects, and rival executives around the NFL also expect, that the Patriots are expected to trade for a running back at the deadline. I'm not shocked to hear this. I'm not shocked to hear this at all. I think with Jeremy Fowler, he's not going to report something like that unless he's hearing it from, you know, real people with skin in the game. And I think that that's absolutely what's going on here. But it's also important to remember that this is what rival executives think might happen. Okay? There is... Name one running back who could be traded at the deadline. Graziano and Fowler go back and forth. Graziano says, a name that comes up the most is Breece Hall from the Jets. I'd love Breece Hall here, but they're not going to trade him with the Patriots. He's 24 years old, final year of his contract. They've made no move to sign him long term. Braylon Allen is out. Jeremy Fowler. Team executives have also pegged the Patriots, gross, among teams that could look to add a back in the coming weeks. Breece Hall said publicly he doesn't want to be traded, but he's also on an 0-6 team. I'd go with the Browns' Jerome Ford. It's a rookie show in Cleveland with Judkins and Sampson. Browns have remained active in the market with three trades executed in recent weeks. Ford has cachet in the league. Will attract some interest. Graziano goes on to talk about Jalen Wright in Miami. Devin Singletary. Keaton Mitchell in Baltimore. Some other guys like that. Not exactly a... who's who of big-time Hollywood names either. It's not like you're talking about Derrick Henry or Christian McCaffrey or, you know, any of the big-time running backs in the league right now. But that's not really, I think, what the Patriots should be looking to do. I think they should be looking to get someone in there who's a lunch pail kind of running back, just the guy that you can count on not to fumble the ball and to give you a change of pace from your tremendous passing quarterback.
You're looking for Antonio Gibson 2.0.
Something like that, yeah. I'm not looking for Bijan Robinson. I'm not looking for Jonathan Taylor. Like, I'm looking for someone who, you know, if they have big playability, then great. But I don't need that. I just need a guy.
Take the load off Ramondre. Take the pressure off Henderson.
Sure. And I think that, you know, ideally what I'm looking at here is a guy that, like, if you need 4 yards, he'll get you 4 yards. And if you need 10 yards, he'll get you 4 yards. Like, that's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for a guy like that because I'm not sure that they have that right now. I'm not sure they have that with Stevenson. I'm not sure they have that with Henderson. That, I think, is something that they should be aggressive about at this trade deadline, which is coming up here very quickly. All right, there's your headlines at 7 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.